Pots, pots, I sell pots.
Shoes, shoes, I sell shoes. Only my shoes are like that.
To mirrors, ladies, ladies, buy the mirrors.
Did you hear that the monster has attacked again?
Impossible, such a tragedy.
Unfortunately, worst of all, no one can beat him.
Just wait until we hear about the next victim.
Let's not.
How are you, my children?
Good, Daddy.
Yeah, but it's a bit boring. We do the same every day.
Jugglers came to our town. You can go to the market to see the dancers, but you mustn't come close to the tenement on Crooked Circle. People say it's haunted.
We promise you, Father, we won't go there.
Hi.
Hello, Valek.
Hi, what's up?
It's fine, and what about you?
We're fine too. We're going to the jugglers.
Why are you telling him? You know he's a famous urchin. He'll come back with something soon.
Don't mind. It can be fun.
Wait. I'll show you something.
What?
Let's go to Crooked Circle. Nobody will know there is a magnificent treasure in this old tenement. We'll be rich.
What are you talking about, Valos? How is it possible to talk about it even as a joke? This tenement is haunted.
Haunted, haunted. Fairy tales with these fears. And I tell you that there are enchanted treasures. I looked into the basement yesterday at noon, and something shone so brightly when the sun peeked in that my eyes hurt. It must have been gold.
Valek, it's impossible. It'll just end as usual.
You don't believe? Then come and check.
Halushka, how about that? If the treasure, then we'll take it for your dad.
No way. I won't go anywhere.
So you are a coward. Do not go if you don't want to. Me and Maciek will go.
I won't leave you, my brother.
And good. You won't regret it. Look, Halushka. There is nothing to be afraid of. It's only dark here, but you will see something wonderful soon.
Let's get out of here as soon as possible.
I think it's great. Don't snivel. If you're so afraid, give me your hand.
This is just the beginning.
Basilisk! It's the basilisk! Let's hide quickly. This is the basilisk. I heard him from my daddy. Scary monster. Who will look at will kill them with his eyesight. The whole Valush was killed. Let's stand here quietly, Halushka. Let's stand here quietly.
Oh God. Oh my God, what will it be? What will happen to us? Why did we come here? Why did we come here for? I want to go home.
Calm down, little sister. We'll return home if God allows. But now, things that the basilisk notice us. Because if you look at us, all will be gone. We will die.
Maciek, Halushka, Halusha, where are you? Answer me. Dinner is ready. Here, they went down. Here, for sure. They had to get lost in the underground.
Ah!
What will happen now? What will happen to us? No one can save us anymore.
Don't cry. We must be quiet because the monster will see us.
Where are our children? Where is Agata? They should have come back a long time ago.
You're right, but maybe they met and watched the jugglers together.
I don't know. I'm becoming so worried. Maybe we will go and look for them.
Okay, let's go.
Are you looking for children and nanny?
Yes.
Did you see them?
Yes, they are in the basement. Do not go there. Only misfortune going to meet you.
So, how to save our children? I will not leave them there. What a tragedy.
Calm down, dear wife. Surely something can be done.
Before you decide to go there, go to the science plot. He will find the advice. Everyone in this town respects him. He lives in Pivna Street.
Yes, let's go quickly.
Thank you.
What brings you here?
Our children, Halushka and Maciek, are missing. The guard saw them and the nanny in the basement of the haunted tenement on Crooked Circle.
It's very bad that you have seen them there lately.
Yes, but can we save them? Help us.
I know well what caused the loss of children. I just read in one of my books about similar cases. Here we have no less or more, the monster, which is the most dangerous and harmless on Earth. He is called the basilisk.
The basilisk? It's all for nothing, futile.
From your reaction, I bring that the nature of this animal is known to you, that he's killing all living creatures with his eyes. But you have to hop up to the end. Even if the children have already died, they still have to be taken out of the basement to bury them. Basilisk must be killed, because more than one victim will be killed with his stare. As long as the beast is damned alive, worse will not be safe.
How to do it? How to kill a monster?
There is a way, but it is so difficult and dangerous that I do not know if anyone dares.
Tell me what we need to do.
Basilisk kills with his eyes. If we find a brave soul who will show the monster a mirror, Basilisk will die when he sees his own reflection, and so we will free Warsaw from the monster. And save your children, I hope.
It's a great way, but how to find the daredevil who dares to enter the basement?
I have an idea. Come with me. Soon the convicts will pass this way. Among them is Jan Ślązak, a man of great courage, but he is doomed to be killed for the murder of his companion. With the consent of the mayor, I will make him a proposal. Firstly, I order, on behalf of the noble mayor of the city of Warsaw, to stop the execution. Secondly, immediately set the culprit free. Thirdly, get closer, Jan Ślązak. I am asking you, Jan Ślązak, who is condemned to death and nothing can change it, do you agree to enter the basement of the tenement on Crooked Circle to kill the basilisk? If you do it, you'll be free. The noble mayor promises you from my lips.
I agree, the more that I swear to God I'm innocent. Killed. The basilisk is killed. He looked into the mirror and killed himself with his poisonous eyes.
Great, but where are our children?
Mommy, Daddy!
This is how the adventure with the basilisk ended. It was paid by the lives of many people, including disobedient Valush and the old good-natured Agata. Their corpses, taken from the basement, were buried solemnly, and the Melchior family never forgot about them. As for the courageous Jan Ślązak, it turned out that he was not really guilty of the murder of his companion. He appeared soon in Warsaw and explained that he had been lost, and the woodcutters directed him to Warsaw. No other basilisk has ever shown itself in the city, and the story teaches us that disobedience can have tragic consequences. What's more, it is worth to believe in every person and give them a chance, but above all, the story tells us that good always prevails.